Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the family. This is a big deal that you have started listening to our podcast. My name is Mr. Jim, and I love making stories every single day for you. And parents, me and my wife and kids, this has changed our family's life of reducing screen time and just making imagination come alive. Well, are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. It was a beautiful day as Monty and Kai were driving on the school bus on the way home after a great day at school. As the school bus came to a squeaky stop, the doors opened and Monty and Kai grabbed their backpacks and walked down the steps out the door of the school bus. They waved bye to their friends as the bus zoomed off.
"What do you want to do today?"
said Kai. "I think we should definitely keep working on our fort. What do you think?"
"Yes, let's do that."
Monty and Kai raced back to their house to get to their backyard. This was where they were building their fort. It was made of a whole bunch of sticks and branches and trees that they had found in the forest nearby. They had been building the structure for many, many weeks. It was big enough for them to both go inside and even stand up. Have you ever built a fort before? They can be a really fun thing to do outside with friends. And Kai and Monty were both very good fort builders. But all of a sudden, they heard that sound. Bzz, bzz,
bzz, bzz. "Hey, looks like we got a message. Let's check it out."
"Monty and Kai, this is HQ. We have stumbled onto a new location of a stinky crystal. It appears to have been accidentally swallowed by a giant hippopotamus. We will send you the coordinates, and it's your job to recover that very stinky crystal before Dr. Stinky Breath and Professor Sticky Fingers get their hands on it. Good luck."
Monty and Kai froze and looked at each other.
"Did they say a hippopotamus swallowed it?"
said Monty.
"Like, one, how did that happen? And two, how are we going to get it out of the belly of a
I don't even want to think about it."
Kai closed his eyes and shivered. They both knew what it might mean of how they were going to get back that stinky crystal.
"Do you guys remember what the stinky crystal is?"
"Yes, it's a crystal that Dr. Stinky Breath has wanted to steal for a very long time, and I guess there's more than one. And if he gets his hands on that stinky crystal, it will give him stinky powers. Oh, we cannot let that happen."
Meanwhile, up in the purple blimp, high up in the sky, Professor Sticky Fingers was on to a new plan.
"Oh boy, Doctor, come over here. Look at our stinky radar. It's going beep, 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 beep. I think I found one."
"What are you talking about, Professor? It better be talking about the stinky crystal, because the last ones that we stole, those spy teams, they took it back. All right, it better be good news about, do you know where this location of another stinky crystal is?"
"Oh boy, of course I do. Look at this."
Professor Sticky Fingers was looking at a big screen, and it had a flashing red dot in the middle of a map.
"You mean our stinky radar actually works? Wow. Oh, those purple ninjas actually did something good this time. Okay, Professor. Well, let's put in the coordinates for that red flashing light and turn our purple blimp towards finding that crystal. Then we will be able to make the world very, very stinky!"
Back at Monty and Kai's house, they were grabbing all their spy gear, and they were gonna need all of it for this very unknown mission of protecting the stinky crystal from Dr. Stinky Breath. But that crystal was inside the belly of a giant hippopotamus.
"All right, you got your jetpack?"
said Monty.
"It's all ready to go. Let's roll," said Kai.
Kai and Monty blasted off with their jetpacks, zooming towards the clouds. They had the coordinates of this hippopotamus. It was pretty far away, but their jetpacks would get them there very quickly.
So, Kai, do you have any ideas of how we're going to get the stinky crystal out of the hippopotamus? Asked Monty. Kai took a deep breath and said, Yeah, I've been thinking about that for a while. I'm pretty sure that we're going to have to get a little extra stinky to get the stinky crystal, if you know what I mean. Monty shook his head. They both understood the mission. They were going to need to go digging through some hippo poop.
Goodness gracious. Do you think you could do that?
Oh, I am glad Monty and Kai are on the spy team because that takes some super special skills. That is not a part of spy training. I don't think we're certified in hippopotamus poop. But, you know, sometimes the job calls for some extra bravery.
And maybe even something to plug your nose with.
As Monty and Kai were zooming through the clouds, they could see off in the distance the place where it was believed where the hippopotamus lived. You see, hippopotamuses, do you think they live in the desert or in the water? Yes, very much in the water. They live pretty much their entire life in the water. They're very good swimmers and very fast and powerful. You never want to step foot in the same water as a hippopotamus because they can be actually very dangerous. Did you know that hippopotamuses kill more people than lions? Yeah, that's pretty dangerous. I don't know how close these two spies are going to want to get to a hippopotamus, but it's a good thing they brought their spy gear with them because I think that is going to help them out quite a bit. As they started approaching the lake where it was believed that the hippopotamus was, they thought they saw something in the clouds. Hey, Monty, did you see that over there? Said Kai. He was pointing to a big cloud that looked like there was something behind it. No, I didn't see anything. What was it? Said Monty. I don't know. It looked like, I don't know, something really big behind the cloud. I gotta go check it out. Monty flew down towards the ground and landed on the lake as Kai flew around to get a better look at what was behind that cloud over there. Monty started unpacking some of his spy gear on the beach there because he wasn't exactly sure what he was going to need in order to find this hippopotamus that swallowed the stinky crystal. But then Kai started shouting for him.
Monty! Monty, get down! Hide under that tree over there!
Shouted Kai. Monty grabbed all of his gear and listened to Kai.
Wait, what did you see over there? What is it?
Said Monty.
I just saw the purple blimp! For real! I don't know how in the world they always seem to know everything what's going on, but I think Dr. Stinky Breath is here to steal the stinky crystal. What are we going to do?
Shouted Kai.
What in the world are Monty and Kai going to do? They need to act fast if they're going to save the stinky crystal and not let the professor and the doctor get it and take over the world through their ultra-power stinkiness. Oh dear, I don't know what's gonna happen, but we're gonna have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Short Stories.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is, it's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Osaka from Saskatchewan, Carter and Taylor from Costa Rica, Jewel from Iowa, Isaac from British Columbia, Charlotte and Evan from North Carolina, Eddie from Michigan, and Monty and Kai from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm so glad that you are all in the Kid Short Stories family and on the spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!